Robin Lindsay is a high school counselor at the Klassen School of Advanced Studies in Oklahoma City. She lived in Moore at the time of the tornado, but was at the hospital with her ailing father the day the storm destroyed her home. When she returned to her neighborhood, Lindsay searched tirelessly for her two dogs, Porkchop and Precious.
I went all around and called and everything, but it was totally quiet. There was no sound at all.
Lindsay found Precious the following day amid the rubble that was previously her home, but Porkchop was still missing. Then, a few days later, a family friend saw a picture of the 8-pound Shih Tzu on the Facebook page of the Animal Resource Center, an Oklahoma City pet training facility. Lindsay was ecstatic.
We were looking at the picture that they had emailed us to make sure that it was her. I was running through the house and jumping up and down and squealing.
Lindsay realizes how lucky she was, and Animal Resource Center Board President Barbara Lewis agrees. She says many owners had a more difficult time finding their dogs and cats.
A lot of people took animals that they found to their local veterinarian, and so they were being boarded at a dozen different veterinarians around the area. And of course, so that's why a lot of the animals actually were not bound, is because they were not put into the system.
Amy Schrodes at the Central Oklahoma Humane Society says it took time to get everything organized, which prevented people from knowing where to go.
It kind of, in the beginning, was a wild goose chase until we could get all of the shelters structured, and then we were able to put the message out to the general public, if you find an animal in Moore, this is where you take it.
In the meantime, Barbara Lewis with the Animal Resource Center says many people who were confused about what to do ended up on her doorstep.
They didn't know where to go because the Moore Animal Shelter is very small, so there really wasn't any place for them to go. And so they came here because we are a big facility and we have a lot of room.
The Resource Center was one of three main shelters, but it only has one paid staff member, and it's mostly just a site for training classes and dog shows. So Lewis says it was ill-prepared for the task.
We are not set up to house animals. We don't have equipment or anything to take care of animals here.
Luckily, she says more than 1,100 volunteers showed up following the tornado to help feed animals, clean cages, and walk dogs. Many were also in charge of updating the so-called reunion boards, which contained pictures of the animals so people could check and see if their pets were at a specific shelter. The Humane Society's Amy Schrodes hopes shelters can implement this tool more quickly in the future.
It just makes it a lot easier for the public when they're looking for their animals, if they don't have to run to, you know, five or six different places in town. If we can funnel them to one or two main shelters, that's going to help facilitate reunions.
Animal welfare groups involved with the tornado response hope to establish a centralized database in the future to improve the tracking of displaced animals. Schrode says they also hope to foster more cooperation between local, state, and national agencies to make the process easier the next time a storm comes. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton.